Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 29 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is A Divine Encounter. Max Lucado said, "In the case of Abram, three strangers came for dinner. In the story of Moses, a blazing bush left him wide-eyed and barefoot. A talking donkey got the attention of Balaam. A blazing angel guarded the empty tomb of Jesus. The Bible is famous for surprise encounters. Yet no visit is more mysterious than this one. The man with the upraised sword and confident air." Our text today is Joshua 5:13 through 14a. "When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, 'Are you for us or for our adversaries?' And he said, 'No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come.'" Joshua's encounter, recorded in Joshua 5:13 through 15, has been referred to as the Theophany by many students of Scripture. The word Theophany is a combination of two Greek words that mean God and appearance. A theophany is any visible display of God to human beings that expresses God's character. More specifically, many believe this encounter with Joshua is a Christophany. A Christophany is an appearance of Jesus Christ. One example of a Christophany that is also a theophany is the fourth person in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, found in Daniel 3:24-25. Max Lucado, in Glory Days, Trusting the God Who Fights for You, shares the following insights on a Christophany. "Do you find this a curious thought? Jesus, B.C.? Is it difficult to imagine Jesus as an active being before his birth on earth? If so, let me challenge you to widen your imagination. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was chosen before the creation of the world. The normal restrictions of time and place do not apply to him. We would be wrong to limit his corporeal ministry to 33 years in Palestine. Long before Jesus ate with Zacchaeus in Jericho, he shared a moment with Joshua near Jericho. And what a moment it was. 'I am the commander of the army of the Lord,' Jesus declared. The human eye saw two armies, the Canaanites and the Israelites. Actually, there was a third, the Lord's army." When Joshua encounters the presence of God, Scripture says that he approached him and asked, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" This is a great question to a commander from the military leader of a nation of Israel. It's a question any high-ranking soldier would ask. "What's your name, rank, and serial number?" Here is what General Joshua is possibly thinking. "If you are in our army, you are not where you should be. I am the general, and I have given no one in my army instructions to be here. If you're with me, you've gone AWOL and need to be disciplined. But if this commander is not on my side, then I need to be ready to fight, because you're holding a sword in your hand." The response Joshua is given is incredible. "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." He tells Joshua no. It wasn't a yes or no question, but Joshua will find out in seconds that he is not the one in charge here. The response to Joshua is, "I am not just another soldier. I am the commander of the army of the Lord." The question is not, is he on Joshua's side? The question is, whose side is Joshua on? Or is Joshua with the Lord's army? We need a daily reminder that our God fights for us and that the battle is the Lord's. Sometimes we get so busy doing things for God that we forget that God is the one in charge. We need a daily encounter with the living Lord to remind us that we are not the ones calling the shots. Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. This is his world. He is just allowing us the privilege to live in it. We need to daily align ourselves under His leadership and lordship, because He alone is King of Kings and the commander of all. Joshua was headed to Jericho to face impenetrable walls. Before he tackled an impossible task, he needed to remember that he had an all-powerful God. Joshua needed a moment in the presence of the one who would be responsible for victory. The message to Joshua is unmistakable. Jericho may have walls, but Joshua, you have more. You have God. He is with you. Isn't that the word Joshua needed? A reminder of God's mighty presence? Isn't that all any of us need? We need to know that God is near. We are never alone. In our darkest hour, in our deepest questions, the Lord of hosts never leaves us. Here are some questions to consider. How often do you encounter the presence of God in your life? Jesus is a personal God that wants to reveal Himself to you. If you are not meeting Him regularly, what needs to change in your life to make that your first priority? God can handle any questions that you bring to Him. He knows what you're struggling with because He is an all-knowing God. So what questions do you need to take to Him with complete honesty about how you feel? What does it mean to you personally that God wants to speak with you? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. How do these attributes encourage you to take your questions to God? How does God show you His presence before He demonstrates His power? Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much that we get to be part of your army. Remind us of your lordship, remind us of your power, and comfort us with your presence. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.